Our Jackson Heights locker room chat continues here as we're now joined by boys basketball coach Brett Plattner here on KNZA 103.9. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, you get 23 off to a very good start. You get that first win of the year. It had to feel really good coming out of the break at home against a league opponent in Valley Falls. You guys are able to hold on 45-39. You know, just take us through that game a little bit and just how nice was it to see your team come out, get that first win?
Yeah, I mean, headed into break off of the Horton game, which was obviously a close game and a tough loss, we definitely put our focus in the defensive end and worked a lot of defense. And I think that really showed last night, especially early on in the Valley Falls game. We moved our feet well. We were quick in our rotations, and we were boxing out at a high rate and held them to 13 points in the first half. And that's kind of the message that we were driving home with the boys over break is the shots will fall in due time. I mean, you can work on shooting in your free time and things like that. We have a bunch of guys on the team that do love the game of basketball and do put up a lot of shots in their free time. So if we can just tighten the screws a little bit on the defensive end and hold teams to less than 40 points a game, we're always going to give ourselves a shot. Like I said, held them to 13 points in the first half, which was great. And even held them to 13, I think, with still 4 or 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And then game kind of switched a little bit when we started fouling, and I think we got a little bit tired. But overall, like you said, it's always good to get your first win of the season and start the year off right. And hopefully we can build some momentum moving forward.
Yeah, ideally you want to build on that and continue that success moving forward. And, you know, still kind of talking about that game a little bit, talk about the fourth quarter for a minute. You mentioned 8-point lead at the half. It was a 7-point game going into the fourth. You kind of kept it at arm's length for a little while, but then slowly but surely, Valley Falls, they were getting a bucket here and there. They were hitting some free throws. They were clawing back. And then you look up at the scoreboard, there's less than a minute left. It's a one-possession game, and they have the ball with a chance to potentially tie. We could be in a scenario where we go into overtime. Just talk about the grit down the stretch, your team needing a stop and getting it when it really mattered the most.
Yeah, and we talked with the boys after the game. We, over the course of the 3 years that I've coached, haven't been in a whole lot of positions where we held a double-digit lead or held a lead headed into the fourth quarter where we really needed to control the pace of the game and do the correct things necessary to see out the game and come away with a victory. But like you said, the team stepped up, and while our defensive rotations and some of the things that happened late on in the game weren't perfect and we let them have some opportunities that allowed them to get back into the game, ultimately we got the stops when we needed them to, and we found some patience on offense to take control of the basketball, see the clock run down and make sure that we were getting the absolute best possessions we could offensively. And like you said, ultimately it worked out in our favor and we were able to come away with the victory.
Now you get a 2-game stretch here in 2 days. You go back to back with a makeup game on Saturday this week against ACCHS, but also a trip to McLouth on Friday. How challenging is this stretch going to be, you know, playing McLouth and ACCHS both on the road here on Friday and Saturday back to back?
Every league opponent and every game we play is going to be challenging within the NEKL. It's so balanced this year. It doesn't matter, like we saw last night. Valley Falls was at the upper end of our league, and we were at the bottom of our league, and it was a highly competitive game. Same thing with us in Horton before the break happened. You're going to have to bring it every night, and you're going to have to be focused and have attention to detail with your scouting reports every night. And every time you play someone within our league, you're going to have to put your best foot forward in order to win. And it makes it challenging as a team and as a coaching staff to stay mentally focused each and every game, but it's also a benefit because it keeps everybody focused and it keeps you driven for success.
Jackson Heights boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner, joining us here, coming off the first win of the year against Valley Falls Tuesday. Cobras will be at McLouth on Friday and then a makeup game at ACCHS coming up on Saturday. Coach, congrats on the first win. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.